My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. Until we go down. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It's time for another recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. It is Mike once again of iWatchMike.com and, of course, the VRO.com. And I can't do this show without me, okay? We can't talk Sleepy Hollow by myself. No, because it just sounds not as fun. So who do I have next to me? Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Nothing much, Mike. I'm excited. We are finally recapping last week's Sleepy Hollow.
Yes, a new episode aired tonight, which seems pretty cool by looking at the trailer from like when we saw it last week. I know it's been a little crazy. My baby is growing. He's getting more teeth. So he's kind of acting like Moloch.
He's so cute.
Yes, he's adorable. He's so cute. Because of course my sperm made him. You know, so that's I have wonderful sperm when it comes to making kids. Okay, thanks for saying yeah, good job. Or
you do. You got great sperm, Mike. Great sperm.
That sounds really weird.
Exactly. That's why I didn't say anything.
When you say that out loud, that sounds kind of weird.
Exactly.
But you know what? We're doing Sleepy Hollow. We're doing Sleepy Hollow, so it is kind of weird. We're finally catching up on this the show, and I think sometime this week we're going to try to knock out tonight's episode, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So for everybody that's tuning in, we apologize. We're going to get back on track and everything else. But this one is, of course, February 2nd's episode called Spellcaster that aired on Fox. And we're going to jump into it. Not a lot happened, meaning like note-wise for me, but it was still an exciting episode. I would have to say this was probably one of my favorite episodes so far. By the sound of your quietness, that's even a word, quietness.
No, I liked this episode.
No, I can tell how quiet you are.
It was better than last week's episode. I mean, the week before episode.
With Holly and his magical mom?
Yeah, I didn't like that one at all.
Yeah, that was kind of like... Blah, 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 blah. Well, you didn't like it because it reminds you of True Blood.
Yeah.
But you didn't like that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one here, I would have to agree with you, like 10 times better than the Holly episode. This spellcaster, I can't remember the guy's name that plays Solomon Kent, but he's been in movies. And he played in this vampire movie, and I can't remember, but I like the dude. He's just I like him in movies. And it was good to see him as this warlock that came and decides that
he is creepy. And a movie that I know you know, and you're gonna be like, yes, that's it. That's where I found him creepiest, was the vampire movie Forsaken.
That's it. When he plays and then the blonde chick and then that other guy, yes. And then he finds one. Yes, that's what it was. Yes. That's the vampire movie.
Yes.
Yes. I like this dude.
I was like, ooh, I love him.
Most girls do because he's a good looking guy. He's still you can tell he's still fit when he takes his shirt off. I'm sure you got excited when he threw off the cloak. Yeah, okay. I can tell by the quietness you like that part there.
He's all scary too, so you know he's been in some battle.
Did you just growl?
No, that was not me.
Gee, oh my gosh. This show is just going somewhere. I don't know what it is. But yes, this episode was dope. But you know what I was thinking about is, and I think you mentioned it last week where you said that you read somewhere that Sleepy Hollow is going to start going towards more like supernatural, where it's going to be like cases. And I guess, I guess for me, this was like the first episode for me that, and when you said that, I was like, okay, yeah, I could see that. But to me, it was like, this was the first episode where I was like, okay, you know, they actually mentioned like purgatory opened up and we don't know what's come out of purgatory. So it's obvious that purgatory is all on Earth now in Sleepy Hollow, and I guess they've got to stop these things, and I guess this is the first thing.
How awesome was the red things?
the demons?
That he gets from his blood.
Dude, those were dope.
Which, I know, okay, you have me watching the special effects. You have me watching that, like, constantly now.
Good.
But this one with, because all you can see, like, all I could see, I know nobody else was probably paying attention to this.
Don't say the crotch area.
Was the diapers that they were wearing.
Were they wearing diapers?
It wasn't really diapers, but it kind of looked like diapers, probably like bikini briefs or something like that.
I didn't even notice that they were, I thought they were just wearing a onesie.
No, they were wearing, oh, so they were wearing like briefs.
So they were wearing some kind of short, like, okay, hold on. Now, were you saying?
So that was like really blood. That was like real, like they were covered in like goo.
Okay, but my point is to you, were they, when you say they were wearing something, like, were they supposed to be wearing shorts, or you're saying that since they were somewhat supposed to be demon naked, that the shorts weren't, you could still see the shorts on them?
I could still see them.
That is kind of weird, though, because it seems to me that you were really looking at the demon's crotch area.
Maybe I was.
I think subconsciously you were like, what does a demon's penis look like?
What does a demon's crotch like? Yeah. Does it?
Demon penis is what you're into. What is wrong with you, man?
It's almost 3 o'clock in the morning.
I think. Have you been drinking moonshine again?
No. I stopped drinking that after the AA meetings you told me to go to. I stopped. I had to.
Okay, because sometimes I worry about you.
I know, and I don't want you to worry about me. So I was like, no, I gotta stop drinking the shine because Mike gets worried.
Yeah,
because
you go into a deep dark place when you drink that moonshine. So, okay, so you were looking at demon penis. I didn't even notice they had anything on, to be honest with you. I thought they were just like, they remind me of the creatures from The Descent. Do you ever see The Descent?
Yeah.
Oh, great movie. It's such a great movie. That's what it kind of reminded me of, those kind of like, but the demons, it was dope. Cutting of the blood and the coming out of there, awesome. I'm telling you, man, I really enjoy the special effects. I'm still a little upset that I didn't see any of my horsemen in there.
I want him. Like, we didn't get him last week either.
Yeah, you can't have Sleepy Hollow without the horsemen. Like, I don't know what's going on with that. I did enjoy how the story of the Salem witch trials supposedly started, and that's something you and I've always talked about in Sleepy Hollow, and how they kind of rewrite history, like what we know, but then the show takes it into a different thing. And knowing, you know, seeing how the Salem witch trials, and of course, it was actually a warlock. Who, you know, and then it kind of goes dark because that chick catches them and then kills them. And then, you know, they start burning witches and then bam, the Salem witch trials hunt. And little do you know, the main person who started it all was a warlock himself.
Yeah, it was a witch. Yeah.
You know,
that was pretty. I kind of like that. You know, both you and I talked about that we like the whole taking history and adding a little spin to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I really fell in love with Sleepy Hollow with.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Yeah, that was dope. I like that.
All because of love.
What?
He loved her. That's why he killed her.
Oh. Well, I mean, he was kind of borderline aggressive. Like if they had like restraint orders, he would have had a restraint order back in those days.
He would have.
He was a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yep, you cannot come within 100 yards.
Yeah, it was kind of like, remember the movie Of Mice and Men? And when Lenny's holding the bunny, he's like, I'll pet the bunny. And he doesn't know his own strength. And so he kills the rat. Never mind, you probably never saw
it. I don't think I've seen that one. But now I'm going to have nightmares of dead bunnies. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. You know what, if you can watch Sleepy Hollow, Amy, and look at Demon Penis and go to sleep, I think you can be just fine. With dead rabbits. Okay, never mind. That's just kind of weird.
That was weird. That's why you did not get no comment.
Okay, so it was cool seeing that. I'm still thinking about the demon penis. So that was cool. One thing that I did like about this episode is we get to see some magic being thrown around. That was cool. You could see Kent zaps Katrina.
Yeah.
And Abby and Katrina. I mean, you see some magic. It's like Harry Potter. In Sleepy Hollow.
Been throwing them around. I like that. But let's talk about Katrina real quick.
Yes.
Told you that bitch was crazy.
She's the dude.
A little darkness in her.
Kent calls her out and says, hey, you got a little, it was almost like Star Wars. You know, it was like Luke Skywalker. Like, he's supposed to be the dark side. Like, he's trying to be good. That's what it is. Like, yeah. Darth Vader, Anakin. That's Katrina right there.
Exactly.
Do you think she's going to go full-blown evil?
I think she's going to try not to, but towards the, yeah, she's going to definitely go evil.
Do you think it's going to come down to where Crane's going to have to choose Abby or Katrina?
Yeah. And he's going to choose Abby. He better choose Abby.
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of obvious. I hope it's not that easy, though. Because then we just figure it out. Which I'm hoping that people are listening and going, you idiots, that's not even where it's going. But that's what I want. I want to be idiots. Because if at the end of this all, and it's between them two, and he kills Katrina, I'm going to be like, we said that back in season two, an episode. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Remember it.
Remember it, people.
Remember. February the 10th.
She definitely has some evil stuff in there. And I think she's kind of getting off on it, too.
Well,
and once again,
is she getting off on it, or is she, I think just she is. Trying to keep it under control?
No, I think she is. I think she's getting off on it. Like, you remember when she, at the very end, she does the flower and she makes it explode and she goes like she was having an orgasm, blood coming out of her nose. And then she didn't even tell.
I think she was more in shock.
No, she was turned on.
No, I think she was more in shock.
Yeah, kind of like.
But we've always said there's something, you know, there's something about her.
And maybe that's what it is.
Because she loved the horseman.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, oh, Ichabod. So she was using her woman's, you know.
She was using her vagina. You can say it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. To get these two guys who are friends to, you know, fight each other. One is good. One is evil. So yeah, she's.
She's definitely. And the messed up thing is she didn't even tell Crane what he said. Like, you know, that's your husband. Yeah, I would be like, honey. I need to talk to you in this room over here away from Abby. Yeah, what's going on? He said this. I have a little darkness in you. I need help. And Crane, you know who he would be? He'd be like, we're here to help you. Don't worry. Da 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 da. But no, she kept it to herself and made a flower explode.
Yeah.
Telling you. That's Anakin Skywalker right there, Star Wars.
Yeah.
She's going to be the next Darth Vader. Oh, man. But yeah, that was dope. I love the magic part. That was cool. So we definitely know that Katrina is up to something. I think probably one of my favorite, probably the favorite part. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the magic, but I think my favorite part of this episode, Henry Parrish. I think that whole thing of him sitting in a hotel.
That's what saved the episode. Like that right there. Yeah.
Dude, when he goes outside and sees those little thug guys messing with the mom, I was like, ooh, you are messing with the wrong dude. You guys are dead. Yeah. Like, I was waiting for it.
When he went down there to talk to him, and he was like, oh, no, nothing. They're nothing to me. I thought, oh, dude, he's going to turn and kill the mother and the kid.
And
but
he didn't. Either way, it was obvious that Henry was trying to live the peaceful life. And he was kind of going that route. I mean, the kid, when he gave him his little action figure that he carved out, I mean, I thought he was going in that direction. Like, you know, like he's going to be good. But I think these punks kind of really kind of like jump-started his evilness and being, you know, and but I love how Henry Parrish is just awesome. Like, I love his character. And who's the guy that plays him? You always mention it to me, and I always forget.
John Noble?
I think that's what it is, John Noble. He's awesome. He sounds cool. Like, he's like a James Earl Jones of bad guys. Like, he's just got a cool voice. But it was just awesome to see Henry Parrish take out those dudes one last time for the mom and the son. They do deserve to die. And then we notice at the end of this, you know, I guess we can talk about it because I was going to go back to Captain Frank. But at the end of this, I mean, we see this whole thing of, you know, of the we're going to kill, you know, the warlock. And they do knock him out. And Crane beats the shit out of him, like really beats the shit out of him almost. And the captain breaks his freaking neck.
Yeah, and takes the book.
So let me see. I don't know about you, but watching Captain in this episode just be too grainy, too happy, too... I'm happy to be alive. It was a little too much. Something was off on him.
Yeah. And I mean, he knows that something we thought he didn't know. We were like, oh shit, he don't know anything about him until he's seen that he didn't have no shadow.
Right.
Or he didn't have a reflection. Hopefully he's another vampire.
No, he better not be a vampire. Do you think he's do you think he's still, it's obvious that he's a bad guy working with
it's
Henry
obvious.
Parrish.
Or is he a good guy pretending to be a bad guy?
I don't know.
Pretending to be a good guy.
No, I think he doesn't have, I don't think Henry Parrish has the hold of his soul anymore, but I think somewhere coming from back to life, he's just not good anymore. Maybe. But you never know. He could be kind of bad, and then, of course, the magic can kind of purify him. But you never know, because now when we look at Katrina and how she's got evil in her, maybe she didn't detect the evilness in her and Captain when she did her little seance, because she's evil too.
Or maybe he was hiding it.
Or she was covering it for him.
And he knew. Maybe, oh my God, what if she is covering for him? But, you know, he knew that she could find this. So maybe he just went to her and did something, you know, and...
Or maybe...
I get what you're saying.
I think that you're saying that maybe she went to Katrina knowing that Katrina could cover it up and vouch for him.
Knowing, okay, if I go to Katrina and she can't, you know, see what I just hidden, then they're gonna believe me.
Well, yeah.
Of course. What if he's more powerful than Katrina?
Nah. I think he's kind of like a... I think he's kind of like an Igor, you know, like he's strong, but he's not as strong as Henry Parrish or Katrina. I don't think he is, because then he'd be walking around like, screw y'all, I'm going to kill y'all.
Yeah.
I think Captain Frank would be just as cocky as the Warlock. I think if he knew that he had that power, you know, that's what I'm getting at. That's what I think.
You know, Irving is a really pretty cool guy. I met him. Did I tell you this story?
No, but I have a feeling you're going to tell us.
Oh, I don't have to tell you.
Well, I mean, maybe some people want
to
hear it.
I want to tell you. Maybe, yeah, they want to hear it.
Okay.
At Comic-Con, not last year, but the year before, we were getting on the bus to go to the mall, the Westin or West something. You know, the outdoor eatery, the big old outdoor eatery there?
Yes.
So we got on the bus, and Orlando Jones walks on. And I'm like, holy shit. Dude sits right beside me.
Right.
Nikki is talking to his publicist. She was like, oh, I love your earrings. And she was like, yeah, I got them off of a little Etsy website. And she was like, sweet, sweet, sweet something. She was like, sweet charade. And she was like, yeah. She was like, I love that woman's jewelry. It's Nikki, host here on the VRO.
Got it.
She bought her jewelry from him. So he was like, where are you girls from? Blah, blah. I was like, I'm from North Carolina. And he was like, oh, we're related. And I was like, oh, we are? And he was like, yeah. He was like, I got family in Shelby. And he was like, we're related. He's like, everybody in North Carolina is related.
And you're like, I'm white?
I was like, cool. Invite me to the next family reunion.
And whatever. You didn't tell him that you pooped and peed in an outhouse?
No, because we didn't do that then.
Okay, just making sure.
But no, he's a really cool guy.
Well,
and hopefully, you know, I get to meet him again.
Okay. Well, I just want to let you know that you did tell me this story before, but I wanted you to go ahead and tell it because some people might have not heard this story before.
It's a pretty cool story.
It is a very cool story. And you know, he could have been a total anti-celebrity, and he's not, and he wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, he was really cool.
He didn't seem like he'd be an ass.
He was like, where are you girls going? And we were like, oh, we're going to eat. He's like, I'm going back to my hotel room. And he said, because we asked him, we were like, what are you working on now? And he was like, well, it's going to come out soon, so you guys will know.
And then he was probably talking about
Sleepy
Hollow.
He was like, dude, why didn't you tell me you were working on Sleepy Hollow?
Maybe because he thought y'all were just some crazy white girls from West Virginia.
No, North Carolina.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. My bad. Sorry.
Family, dude.
Sorry. So that was a good story.
Thank you.
So, scale of 1 to 10, what do you think of this episode?
I give it an 8.
Really?
Yeah, the brief just threw me off.
I would give it a 9. It was a really good episode. It was the spellcaster, the magic, the demons, Henry Parrish.
Now the scene with Henry, that's a 10.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go 8.5.
You can't do that. You already said 8. So, all right. So next week, and then I was watching, not next week, but actually because tonight a new episode aired. But my thing is, I saw in the commercial for when I watched this last week, we only have 3 more episodes left.
Yeah.
So after tonight's episode, there's two more episodes left.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering kind of cliffhanger.
But I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing for us because that means we get our following back. We get to go back into our Ryan Hardy and
Kevin Bacon. Joe. Yeah, it's going to be good.
We get to jump back into that world.
I can't wait for the following. It's going to be.
Thank you.
I'm excited for that. So, all right. Well, then, I enjoyed this episode a lot. It's probably one of my favorite ones so far.
Of this season, yeah.
Yeah. It was good, and I'm glad Henry's back. Because I was like, you know, with Holly, and I'm like, well, Henry can't be dead, no way. And then he's just sitting in a hotel room. I was just like, oh, this is awesome. And I like the way they did that. I liked how Henry wasn't somewhere in a big house or whatever. He was just in a hotel, minding his own business, just wanted his own space, you know, meeting some nice people, almost crossing over to the nice side, and then him going, mm-mm. And then Captain giving him that book, and he's like, I'm going to run shit my way now. Screw Moloch, screw everybody. It's going to be interesting because now, Jesus Christ, if you really look at it, you have Captain who's possibly bad. You have Henry who's going to be running the show on the evil side. Katrina's going to be battling, so there's a chance that he might get his mother back because if she's evil, dude, Crane, it's definitely Crane and Abby and Jenny. And if we get Holly back, who knows if Holly's going to be coming back.
He's probably not.
Oh, man. You think we're going to lose Jenny?
God, I hope so.
What? I'm going to go now. I can't believe you said that about her. We need all the...
Until our next recap, which we'll probably do hopefully soon.
Yes. Maybe we can do it tomorrow if we watch the newest Sleepy Hollow.
Tomorrow being today or tomorrow being Wednesday?
Oh, today meaning Tuesday, which is today.
Okay.
Never mind. People, just stay tuned.
Because Wednesday I won't be, I can't do anything on
okay.
Wednesday.
Okay, let's not discuss it right now, Amy.
It's Mommy's birthday.
Oh my God, Jesus.
Happy birthday, Mom. Love you.
It's not her birthday, it's Wednesday's her birthday, so technically she's not born yet. Okay.
Thank you guys for listening to us.
Thanks.
You can follow me on Twitter at AmyVRO and on Instagram, Amy McCracken.
Sweetness.
Where can they follow you, Mike?
You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram at MikeTheMovieGuy. Check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. Amy has a blog called TheVRO.com. And, of course, this show airs on Variety Radio Online. So you can check Variety Radio Online on Instagram, YouTube, Tumblr, and Facebook. And then, of course, at the VRO is the Twitter handle for all the Twitterers or the tweets out there. And don't forget, blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. You can go there. You can hear this show plus other shows. We just recapped the season premiere for The Walking Dead. So myself, Jesus, and Amy just recapped it. I think we upset Jesus. He actually hangs up on us.
I think he hung up on us just so he could get a better grade.
Probably so. So if you want to know what we're talking about, check that out. It gets a little crazy. And Jesus talks about his teacher. You know what? I just don't want to talk about it anymore because we just lost our chance to be part of his class. People, just listen to the show and you'll see what I'm talking about. Other than that, we have other shows there. We have like 20 or 30 different hosts that talk about other of their favorite shows as well. So if you're a fan of, what is it, Once Upon a Time is on there, or The Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries, Original, Supernatural.
The Original, Supernatural.
There's a couple more, like Penny Dreadful's getting ready to come back.
Yes.
And
yes. Helix. Yeah. Hey, Susan, I do Helix. So we got a bunch of different shows on there, so make sure you check that out. blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. And if you go there, you can actually subscribe on iTunes. If you go to iTunes directly, Variety Radio Online on iTunes, feel free to write a little review, put a little stars. That way you don't miss a show. The RSS feed is there as well and all that good stuff. So that is it. Everybody have a great week. We will be back soon, very, very, very soon, to recap tonight's episode, the new episode of Sleepy Hollow. Amy, I'll chat with you later. You're supposed to say bye.
My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads, even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. Until we go down. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.
No! No!